Very wonderful characteristics, a very wonderful verse, beautiful verse. This verse is worth memorizing and keeping with you every day. It's such a valuable formula for how to advance. But even in your material life, if you want opulence, raise your hand if you do not want opulence. Now, everybody wants opulence. So this is the formula. The problem is that we want Sri without Sripati. That's the problem. We want Ram Rajya without Ram. And it's getting worse every day. We're pushing God out of the picture more and more every day. Who? The demons. Those who are envious. Those who would steal away Sita Devi. Or those who would try to enjoy the goddess of fortune independently of her husband. Narayana. So if you want Lakshmi, you have to take her only with Narayana, because she doesn't go anywhere where there is not Narayana. But here it says, Sampranate. Anybody know a related word? Sampranate. What about Samvarana? Or let's put it in more colloquial terms. Swayamvara. Swayamvara. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, commenting on this verse, says that the goddess of fortune, just like a woman in her Swayamvara, she chooses herself the person that she wants. So the goddess of fortune, she will choose you when she sees that you have these four qualifications. What are they? First one, Gunayana. You have to be invested with good qualities. That doesn't come easily. It doesn't come easily. It comes very simply, but it doesn't come easily. You understand the difference? Simple means the process is very easy, very simple, not complicated. But easy? No. That's another thing. It's not easy because we don't want to do it. But it's very simple if we just make that choice. And there's a choice. Vara means choice. You also have to choose. So, yasyasi bhaktir bhagavati akinchana. Srila Prabhupada is quoted here in his purport from the fifth canto. Somebody who actually chooses bhakti. Just like here you have Sri Vaishnavas. They're worshipping in the line of Sri, because they know Lakshmi. Actually, Madhvacharya also, he's written a very beautiful verse. Ostensibly, on the face of it, the verse would be appearing to glorify Narayan, but in fact he's glorifying Sri instead. Most of the verse is dealing with her. What does he say? He says, Srishti Stiti Palaya Sarga Mahavibhute Vritte Prakasha Yamavrita Bandha Mokshaha Yes, ya apanga lava matrata pujita sa shri. Yet prakaksha balavati ajitam namami. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that unconquered Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is that? The unconquered Supreme Lord. Who is it? Vishnu, Narayana, the husband of Sri. But why is he so unconquered? Because by the sidelong glance of his consort, Sri, all things are affected. Srishti, creation, is affected by her sidelong glance. Siddhi, preservation. We say that Vishnu is the preserver, right? But here, Madhvacharya says, actually, the sidelong glance of Sri is what allows him to sustain something. Nowadays, this is a buzzword, isn't it? Sustainable this, sustainable that, right? Sustainable civilization, we're interested. Sustenance comes from Sri. I was reading one sutra. It's there stated also that if you want Shila, we were told the next thing is Shila Dham. If you want good character, It comes from her. It comes from Sri. So Sri, Stiti, Pralaya, she can destroy everything also if she wants to. Durga Devi is by her expansion. Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi. So Srishti, Stiti, Vaya, Sarda, creation again. Mahavibhuti, the great wonders of material existence. Anybody here in this room ever become fascinated by something? There are fascinating things in this world, isn't there? That's called Mahavibhuti. In chapter 10, Krishna lists several of them as well for us in Bhagavad Gita. It comes from her. Mahavibhuti. Priti, your livelihood, your occupation, comes from Lakshmi Devi. Prakasha, your enlightenment, comes from Lakshmi Devi. Niyama, your discipline, your sense control, your being able to follow rules and regulations. This is called Niyama. It comes from her. Niyama Avriti. And when you're covered over, that's also coming from her. If she chooses to look askance, then immediately you fall. Bandha Moksha, your bondage, your liberation, all of it. Yasya Apangalala Matrata Ujidasa. She's so powerful, this Lakshmi Devi. Just by her sidelong glance, all these things are put into place. So, by worshipping the Lord, especially if we worship the Lord through His dear ones, like Lakshmi Devi, Vrindavan, we worship Mahalakshmi also, in the form of Jayashri. Why is she called Jayashri? Radharani is called Jayashri. Why is that? Because she conquers even this Mahalakshmi. Krishna is unconquered, the Supreme Lord, but she conquers Him. What to speak of Mahalakshmi? She conquers even the Lord. Therefore, it's ironic. And as if tongue-in-cheek, Madhvacharya is saying, Ajitam Natosmi. We know that he's actually conquered. Srila Vilvamangala Thakur has written a very beautiful poem. He says, everyone is worshipping Param Brahma. Everyone is worshipping the Supreme Paramatma within the heart. Everyone is worshipping Mahanarayana. But they don't know that Vishnu who is conquered by the gopis in Vrindavan. That Vishnu they don't know. But we know. This is Krishna in home. You see? Just like now in America, we have a new president, Donald Trump. So everybody calls him Mr. President. Or here we have our Prime Minister, Narendra Modi. But is that what his wife calls him? Probably not. Mr. Prime Minister, would you like your chapatis now? Probably not. So there's different relationships. So when the Supreme Lord is more concerned about love than formality, that is when that's his actual form. Just like people in office, they know you as, say, Mr. Srinivasan, correct? Or, you know, Mr. whatever it is. And they have a certain kind of relationship with you. But they don't know really who you are inside, isn't it? It's a formal relationship. It's an external relationship. So Bhagavan, when he deals with the external energy, and even when he deals with those who are entranced by the external energy, when we're talking about fascination, so those who are fascinated by the external energy instead of Vishnu, and he also deals with them in this formal way, and you can approach him, Namo, Narayana, you can worship him in all awe and reverence. But when the love becomes very, as we say in Sanskrit, Ghani Bhuta means very thick, condensed, concentrated love, then the relationship becomes much more intimate. What kind of relationship? The cowherd boys, we were hearing this yesterday in Vrindavan, Mother Yashoda comes out to call the cowherd boys to come home because it's lunchtime and then the Maharaj is waiting for them to eat lunch. So Yashoda comes and calls the boys once, twice, thrice, and they don't listen. They still want to go on playing. So she thought, well, I better go and get Rohini to call them. So she got Rohini to call them, and Rohini knew what to do. Rohini said, listen, boys, Nanda Maharaj is waiting for you. You have to come right now. Still, they don't want to come. And she says, look, you don't want to make your father wait. And then when they realize, oh, father is waiting, then they have to come back. But even then, Krishna's boyfriends, they told him, no, you can't leave us now. This is just at the high point of the game. You can't go now. If you go now, we're not going to play with you again. They're talking to the Supreme Personality of Godhead like this. The one that the yogis are trying very hard to approach by their eight-pointed discipline. 8-point discipline means? Ashtanga, beginning with Niyama, right? We know that that comes from Lakshmi, we already described. So Ashtanga Yoga say, from Ashtanga Yoga, they may approach this Paramatma, they may be able to meditate, but they cannot comprehend the way the boys can comprehend with one-pointed devotion. They have one-pointed discipline. Ekagra, as Krishna calls it, Ekagra Sutta, or Vyavasayati Bhavati. They're focused entirely on Krishna. And even more than that, Nemam Virinchiya Bho, Nashriya Rakyanga Sanchaya, Prasadhyayire Gopi, Yet Tat Prapta Muktidat. In the 10th canto, we hear that even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, even Lakshmi Devi herself, she does not have the same influence over this Krishna, Vrajendranandan, Gopala. She does not have the same influence as who? Gopi. Gopi Konhan.
Who's this Gopi?
Yashoda. Yashoda. Yashoda is able, so many yogis, so many great sages, rishis, they are glorifying the Lord with great prayers. Jitante Sotram. And so many nice prayers we have in the Vedic literature. But what does Mother Yashoda say? Come here, you little squirt, otherwise I'm going to tie you up. She's holding a stick and she's ready to smack him with it. That's the intensity of her love. And even more than that love, who is Krishna thinking about? Even when he's experiencing Mother Yashoda's maternal affection so much. But who's he thinking about? Radharani. See, therefore she's called Jayashri. She conquers everybody, everyone. Therefore we follow her in Vrindavan. Even if you go to Vrindavan, even the rickshaw wala, when he's calling you, trying to get your attention, what does he say?
Rade
Rade Baya. Rade Rade. Everybody knows she's Vrindavaneshwari. Because she's Krishna Hridayeshwari also. If you want to get in good with Krishna, this is the way to do it. So, Gunayana. All good qualities come when you submit. What is the process of submission called? Aradhana. Aradhana sarvesham vishwar aradhanam param. Tasmat parataram devi adhyanam samarjana. To surrender to Krishna actually means to surrender to his devotees. And just like the word aradhana means, what? What does aradhana mean? Worship. So aradhanami means the one who is worshipping best. Radha. Also another meaning of Radha. The word Rath as a noun, masculine. It means also success, and it means also benediction, munificence, kindness. She's very kindly disposed. If we can get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, then everything is effective. Sankalasati. Hatred. So, Gunayana, all good qualities will come by adopting this process of worshipping the Lord by worshipping His representatives. Then we become, automatically, without separate endeavor, we become Shila Dhana. Shila Dhana. What does Dhana mean? Paisa. But actually the person who's concerned more about Shila than money, that person is very progressive. That's called Shreyas. It is the hallmark of South Asian civilization, this Shreyas, concerned with what's ultimately super excellent, not just what's immediately appealing. We were talking about this the other day. Since millennia, the Indian culture is steeped in this concern for something higher in life. Even if it's not going back to Godhead, even if it's not purely spiritual, but at least they want to go up. This is the defining characteristic of the society. I'm talking the paramparagata bharatiya sanskriti. Adhunik is another matter. But this is the tradition. This is our heritage. So Shila Dhanam. And Shila Dhanam is particularly the brahmanas. Srila Prabhupada also used to say, austerity is the wealth of the brahmanas. A person who can be austere. I had this humiliating realization when I moved to Vrindavan several years ago because my chokidar of the apartment building, he lives on the roof in a small hut, maybe the size of this garden. That's the size of his house. and he shares it with his wife and his three children. And it's on the roof of the building. Can you imagine how hot it is on the roof right now? He's living up there. I can't do that. He's actually more wealthy than me, in that sense. See? So a society that doesn't, I want to say, pamper the mind and the senses and kowtow to their every demand, that is a wealthy civilization. Because it produces character. And then you become Shila Dhana. That becomes your wealth. You see? So Pranayam, coming from worship of the Lord, Shila Dhana, especially from austerity. Krita Gnya. What does Krita Gnya mean? Krita. What does Krita alone mean? Bhute Kridant. Means something that somebody has done. You're aware of that. Gnya. Yayade means you know when somebody has done something, you're aware of it. This is therefore it's called kritagnya. You appreciate it. A person who is inferior person, spiritually, that is to say, a person who's not developed, this person doesn't even notice what others have done for them. He doesn't even notice. What does people appreciate? He's oblivious. What mode of nature is that? That's called tamoguna. Oblivion. He just like an animal. Murha. Murha drishti. You see? So human life means to become conscious. Tamal Krishna Goswami used to say this. You, if you're interested in becoming Krishna conscious, first you have to become conscious. Period. Conscious means what mode of nature is that? Consciousness? Awareness? Goodness, yes. What's the verse? Anybody know? Chapter 14, also chapter 17, also chapter 18, the three modes are described in some life. So when all of the gates of the body are illuminated by awareness, Krishna says, that is Atmabuddha. And from that state, naturally you accumulate knowledge. So this is another characteristic of traditional Indian civilization. It privileges those things which are in sattva guna. That is why the brahmanas are considered to be so valuable to the society. Here we have brahma kulam, kavamcha, vaishnavamcha, or samcharascha. So the brahmanas are those who are by nature, they're so high, their innate samskar is sattva guna. They're aware. They can make the best informed decisions. Because if somebody is not in sattva-guna, he may make a good decision, but he's not conscious of what he's doing. He cannot have gratitude, because the consciousness is missing. You see? So, kṛta-dhyam, it extends from this. A person who's aware becomes grateful, becomes appreciative. Shh. Thank you. These are three qualities. And what is the other one? Okay, something is going to have to be done here. Sorry. Because otherwise I can't speak, and in order for me to do my service, I have to be able to think. Vṛddha āśrayam. I think it's Jiva Goswami in his commentary on this verse. He points out that I don't remember. He quoted something. It's another Smriti reference. But there's another verse in the Dharma Shastra that says, it is not a sabha unless it is dominated by vṛddhas. Sabha. Sabha means that every government has to have its cabinet, say, right? Ministers. And you cannot have that unless it's older people telling you what to do. Old people know things. I never used to understand. Generally, when we're young, because we're not kṛtagnya, we're akṛtagnya, or kṛtagnya, we don't understand. But I spent some years taking care of my elderly mother up until her death. She became an invalid. And really only then I got to deeply understand what is the value of the previous generation. Every generation in Kali Yuga inherits a little bit less karma and a little bit less gyan than the previous generation. That's why life becomes worse and worse in the Kali Yuga. The opulences that are coming from Sri especially to those who are worshiping her husband in the appropriate manner, through her and her representatives, they just become less and less and less, you see? So this is an automatic way in which you can at least come to appreciate, or you can appreciate what is the ideal standard of character, Shiladhana, or Gunayana. You associate with old people. Serve old people, you associate with old people. If you have to go through Shani Mahadasha, that's automatic. It will probably happen automatically. They happen to be like that. But it's a very valuable thing. It's not easy, especially if you have to take care of someone who's close to death. It's very hard. It almost killed me, as a matter of fact. But it's very, very valuable, because you cannot have good advice without others. Now, Prabhupada makes an even further point, that what does it mean to really be elder? He says there are two kinds of elders. Sometimes we see people are old, but they haven't really got very far. Especially in the Western world, Prabhupada always used to say, sometimes we find old men, 70 or 80 years old, but they're still going to nightclubs. And in nightclubs they have all kinds of, girls are available and everything is going on. They have no wisdom. They haven't gained anything from their years. And those are the ones who die in a distressed condition and take birth as who knows what. But actually Vrinda means to become old in knowledge, to gain wisdom. Wisdom. And by the time you get old, you have experience enough in life that you should have also developed these other qualifications. You should have recognized by the time you get old what is the value of Shila, good character. What is the value of gratitude or appreciating what others have done for you, especially what the Lord has done for you. You should appreciate that there's no sense in having lived if you have not become Gunayana, an abode of good qualities. Charanike Pandit, here you have, what is that, Tirukural, no? In the north we have Charanike Pandit. So he wrote a nice shloka in Sanskrit. He says, just like the Kokila is quiet for much of the year, but as soon as the Kokila comes out and begins to singing, everybody likes it. Do you have Kokila here in Tamil Nadu?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
You have that?
Yeah.
That one?
Cuckoos.
Cuckoo, yeah, cuckoos, yeah, that one. So he said they don't say much, but when they speak, it's very, very potent, very nice. It pleases everyone. We should be like that. In Sanskrit, what is a fancy Sanskrit word for the Sanskrit language itself? Girbana. Girbana. Gi means the speech. Sorry, bak. And bana means? Chap.
Chop.
Yes, chap is another word. Tamil, you say chapu, no? So. Girbana. Because whatever you speak, it's like letting an arrow fly. Once the arrow leaves the quiver, you cannot pull it back. Be careful what you say. You can ruin a person's life. You can ruin your own life by irresponsible speech. You see? Anyway, we're not talking about that. We're talking about vṛddhāśrama. If we have the shelter, the word is used here, shelter. Shelter. But any number of other words could have been used, but this is shelter. You take your shelter as these vṛddhas, and you are submissive to them. You appreciate what they've done for you. Huh? You try to have enough character to take good advantage from worshiping the Lord. Then you can actually get something. And this is what he's praying for. So, Sambhadu Anusambhranate. The opulence itself automatically chooses this person. Sambhranate means she chooses. Okay, this is a good one. I'm going to sit in that house. Houses where they don't light lamps, where they don't sleep in the morning and the evening, where there's no garment pustaka, where there's no yajna going on, where there's no puja going on. She's not interested. She's not going to go there. Or if she does, she's going to go in her indirect expansion of Durga, Maya. You see, and that's all you get. And then when you die, God help you. So he says what? Prasidadam Ramhakulancha. Gancha and Janardana Samachascha. Three things. Whose mercy does he want? Three. Who are they? Four, actually. Janardana, that's the Supreme Lord. What does Janardana mean? What Ardana means?
Protecting.
Protecting means more than that. Jana Ardana. He's pushing. He's pressing us. Not exactly Pirana, but he's pushing on us, you see. This is the Lord's position. We were talking the other day that Krishna is, he has all opulences, satya kama, satya sankalpa, we hear from the Shruti Mantra. Anything that he wants, it's automatically carried out. Parasya Shaktir Vividhai Vashriyade Subhaviti Jnana Bala Priyatsa Vidyadi. So, who is it that actually produces that opulence? We do. We work hard, we do sacrifice, and we give things to the Lord. And because he is Vrnayana, Shiva Dhana, Kritagya, he also has these qualities, but in infinite degree. Therefore he, as Prabhupada is quoting in the purport here, Bahunam Yogadhati Kama. Whatever it is that we need in return, he's not inattentive. He's not oblivious like those around us, or maybe us ourselves. He's not like that. He's the most qualified person, infinitely qualified person. This is Janardana. And Sa Anuchas, we've already described, Lord Shiva gives his opinion that it's not enough just to worship Vishnu, that is the supreme worship, but even better than that is the Dhyanam Samarshanam. Not just Dhyanam Arjanam, Dhyanam Samarshanam, Samyat Arjanam. You fully, you surrender to the devotee of the Lord, the Anuchara, the person who is following the Lord, you surrender to that person. Then you get Prasidadam. There's a question of Prasidadam. You can get blessings. So he wants the blessings of whom? The Lord and the Lord's the followers, the Vaishnavas, and also the Brahmakula, the Brahmas, because they can give us practical advice, just like we were mentioning. Tirukala is one of them. So many, they're not necessarily the Vaishnava instructions, but Shruti Pratyaksham Aitihyam Anumanam Chakashtayam. In the 11th chapter, we find the shloka. There are four ways that you can negotiate your path through this material world until you die. They are Shruti, to hear from Shabda Pramana. That is the best thing. Shastriyodita, Vedanta Sutra says. And then there's practical. Anumana means you have to reason through things. Logic, you have to apply as well. And then Pratyaksha, some things you can see directly. You don't need any higher process. And Aitihyam is the other one. What does that mean? Aitihyam.
Coming from Federation Select.
Yes. Shishtachara. Or as we said earlier, Panaparagat Samskriti. And Shiksha also. So these things are valuable. That's the work of the Brahmakulam. Should not be neglected, should not be disrespected. And come on. Taos. Finally, it is an inauspicious life to live without proximity to the cows. It is simply inauspicious. I have seen, beginning around 20 or maybe even 30 years ago, cows started disappearing from Indian cities. Anybody who's a little older, they know this also. It began in two places as far as my experience goes. I noticed it first in Kolkata and in Tiruvananthapuram. 30 years ago, what did those two places have in common? Not two slaughterhouses. Somebody was opening those slaughterhouses. Somebody was pushing that agenda. Think. Communism. Atheism. You see? But now, I've seen that it's everywhere you go. We were just talking about in Noida. In Delhi, they've invented a whole new city just south of Delhi, Trans-Yamuna, the east side of Yamuna. Noida. And this is one of those IT sort of hubs. All steel and concrete skyscraper buildings. There's nobody taking care of the infrastructure on the ground. Even there's nobody to take out the garbage, but you've got a big, shiny, multinational corporate headquarters there, and you've pushed out some farmers in order to build it, you see? And you not only pushed out the farmers, who else have you pushed out? The cows. No cows allowed. You will not find a single cow. And you will not find a single person wearing a dhoti also. nor even a sari, neither even shawl or kameez. This Mahavishnu Goswami, how many of you, any disciples here at Mahavishnu Goswami? You are, no?
Many.
So, you know. One time I saw him, he was in Houston, Texas. So one family came to see him. So, Dada Dadi, what do you call Pata
Pati?
Pata Pati, no? So they were dressed in, you know, he was like wearing a veshi and she was wearing sari, a nine-yard sari, no? So they came, and then the middle generation, he's wearing business suit, and the wife is wearing shalwar kameez. The little kids, they're wearing just, you know, plain t-shirt, shorts, and the kind of those little sneakers that make noise and have sparkly lights when you walk. So the Maharaj sees this spectacle, and he says, hey, he says, where's your choti? He's pointing, they don't have the shifa in the back. Yeah. So he's chiding the disciple, the middle generation. He says, well, where's your choti? He says, oh, Maharaj, you know, you have to blend in, you have to be those modern brave. And Maharaj said, hey, blending means you give something, you take something. I see you taking, but what are you giving? What are you giving people? Huh? How are they going to learn anything if you follow everything that they do? This is, again, what we were talking about, shishtachara, no? Idea. There is a parampara coming since time immemorial. It's established by Manu and other authorities who were definitely endorsed throughout Sri Prabhupada's book. You have to follow. This is what it means, vrittashayam. Take shelter of these august personalities. Here you have Agastya Muni. Agastya. So, like this. Many other stories like that I can tell, but I forgot the point that I was making. But anyway, the mom, you have to have cows around, otherwise there cannot be any auspicious life. You have to drink milk, otherwise you cannot have proper health. You have to take care of cows, feed cows, make them happy, protect them. Don't let the, even in Vrindavan, believe it or not, they come with trucks in the middle of the night. And if they see somebody has been neglectful, they take the cow away. And you know where the cow's going. And it's not Muslims doing this. 30 years ago it would have been Muslim, but it's Hindus are also doing this. Because if you don't want to worship Vishnu or his devotees, this is the only way that Lakshmi is going to be had. So this verse is very nice. As I said, we should memorize it and we should teach it also. And Maharaj Parikshit is giving, or Prithu Maharaj is giving such a nice example. Why? In his humility, he says, Prasidadam, Brahma Puram, Gavam, Janardana Saram, Sharascha, Mahya. Me too. This is not just Saturday morning and infotainment. It's something you have to actually do in your life. Yadanta Yadanto Yoganashtava, Pashyam Chatmanya. Would anybody know this verse? Chapter 15. Krishna says that the person who is applying these principles every day in a practical life, that person gets realization how it is that I come from, where did I come from, how I got here, where am I going. And he sees other people in the same way. You can see this is what it means to see another person as a spirit soul. To have that much empathy that you can understand what activity is going to produce what results. But if a person is not doing that, then even he tries to understand very sincerely, he can't see anything. There's only one way to do it, and you have to do the work. No one else is going to do it for you. You have to do it. Kritajna. We are grateful because our spiritual master has given us the process, but we have to apply the process. And where does that begin? You open up the Srimad Bhagavatam, and you read every single day. At least a little bit, you read. One verse, one purport. Even a few sentences, if you really take it in seriously and try to apply it that day and try to share it with whoever you meet that day. This is Mahaprabhu's instruction also. So then we become Krishna conscious. Tamal Krishna Goswami, he gave a very nice instruction many years ago. He said, it's not enough just to learn Srila Prabhupada's books also. Because you can memorize the Shastra, but if your heart remains infected, What are you going to do with it? We see so many of them, Vrindavan especially, professional Kathakars. They just, it's their profession, it's a career. But they have no sincerity about it, you see? So it's not enough to know what to do, you have to be inspired to actually do it as well. And where does that come from? Cheto Dharavana Marjanam Pavaha Vigyani. What is this process we're talking about? We're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is what gives you the power that Arjuna displayed at Kurukshetra when he said, Karishye Vachanam Prabhupada. Whatever you tell me to do, now I'm going to do it. It's a choice. Samvrnate. She has a choice whether to live in your house or not. You also have a choice whether to live in such a way that she's attracted to your house. This is the choice. You do that by chanting. In this age, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Aika Kevalam. Hello, Nasiva, 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 practically speaking, nothing that we've seen. We have seen it. It doesn't work. Other things are great. I give all encouragement. Don't stop them. But it's not enough to stop the tidal wave of Kali Yuga. And we're all being swept up in that tidal wave. Just like you have tsunami, huh? 10 years ago? 15 years ago? Was it 2003, no? Did that hit here also or south? Not here. Not Chennai. Okay, but certainly down Tiruchendur. I spent a lot of time in Tiruchendur. It's an interesting thing about Tiruchendur. Anybody here from the worshiping Skanda? He's very good, actually. He has this arrangement that nothing ever occurs to that place. Even this tsunami came and massacred everybody on the left, wiped out everybody on the right. Tiruchendur temple itself is right on the ocean, practically in the ocean. Like Mahabalipuram, no? Like the temples, you know? It's that close, and it was completely untouched. You see? These demigods are more powerful than we know. They can do a lot for you also. I can tell stories, but I won't. Anyway, the idea is that we should chant Hare Krishna nicely, take shelter of the instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam, apply it in our lives, get the inspiration to do that. Okay, so we talked about three things. You open up the Prabhupada's books, you ingest whatever you're hearing, you assimilate. You chant Hare Krishna so that you have the willpower to actually make the good decision. And where do you get the impetus to actually do both of these things? How does that happen? Who knows? Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Koi. Lava Mata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi. Sarva Siddhi. All perfection you get if you keep in your association. You will. Ado Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Tathajana Kriya. Guru Goswami says in Bhakti Sandra Sutra. The first thing is you take good association. You have some faith. That is, the first thing, you have a little faith to invest. You invest your faith in satsanga. What happens automatically in satsanga? Automatically, you're going to be engaged in bhajana kriya. Just like this you call bhajana kutir, no? Bhajan is going on here. You just have to show up Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, and you will be purified in good association. So Govinda Das Kaviraj, Maitini poet, not Maitini, Braj Budi. Braj Budi is another language. It's not Bengali, it's not Hindi, it's not Braj Bhasha, it's not Maitini. It's a completely artificial language, and it was invented by the Vaishnava lyricists in the 16th century. Govinda Das Kaviraj is one of them. So he writes, Bhajahureman Sri Nandarandan Abhay Charanaragandare. And then he says, Durlabha Manava Janama Satsange Taraho Ebhava Sindhure. In Satsanga, Taraho Ebhava Sindhure. We should go across this ocean of Bhava Sindhu, the ocean of material existence. You know what is the ocean, you live in Chennai. Next time you see the ocean, just take a moment and look at the ocean and reflect. If I were in the middle of that ocean, what are the chances that I would get back to Chennai in decent shape? Not very much. But this world is just like that. We're just dropped out of an airplane in the middle of the ocean, and we've got to figure it all out by ourselves. We've got to swim or sink. Life is like that. But Tarabo e Bhava Sunjuge. Janayu Satsange Tarabo. You can do this if you have the right association. So practically speaking, there's only one process. It's not hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, not chanting Hare. You put yourself in good association. And automatically everything is taken care of. This is how Srila Prabhupada concludes his purport. When one actually attains good qualities, he becomes grateful for the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and takes shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. He is endowed with all opulence because such a person is a Brahmin or a Vaishnava. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj invokes the blessings and mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead with his associates, devotees, Vaishnavas, Brahmins, and cows. They're all the same. So, if we keep in good association, automatically we're going to chant Hare Krishna and automatically we will be encouraged, we will hear something and be encouraged to study on our own as well. There's much, much more that we can say about this verse. It's a very, very rich verse, as I said. But the time is limited. I don't know what time it is, but it's probably getting late. Oh, we're all through time then. But if anybody has any questions, we can maybe take one or two.
Not only in this verse, but anything else, general thing also they can ask.
Yeah. If you have a minute, you should take in time and study the other verses. Are you going sequentially from verse to verse?
Yeah.
So you've already been to the previous verse, but also very nice, very nice. Very rich instructions here, yes, my God.
A little more. In Vedic culture, the Vaishyas also have some realization about the God.
Everybody.
But why the Brahmanas only is focused more?
Brahmanas because they have intelligence to direct things. And they also generally have more of the good qualities. Actually, everybody, you don't have to be a Brahmana, you don't have to be anything. You have to be a devotee. And everybody can be, Arjuna is not a Brahmana, he's also a Kshatriya, military man. It doesn't keep up with Vipra, keep up Nyasi Shukra Kenai. Jai Krishna Tattva Veda, Shai Guru Hoy. The person who understands Krishna. The Brahmanas are very laudable because the Brahmanas are sattva. They're in sattva mode. And sattva samdhayate jnana. We require knowledge.